Welcome, yogis, and welcome to your sacral chakra meditation practice. A little bit of background on the sacral chakra, if you're not familiar with the chakras. The sacral chakra is the second chakra in the body, and it is centered in the bowl of the pelvis. So you have that whole space between the top line of the pelvis, the pelvic bones here, all the way down into the bowl of the pelvis. And this chakra has a lot of meaning to a lot of different people. I have seen a lot of people mention that it has a lot to do with your sexuality. I'm going to say it has more to do with your sensuality and your kind of connection with the flow. And I'm going to say the flow of life. So that rhythm and that flow that exists in each one of us, kind of connecting to that creative flow. Flow is often related to creativity. And I think this chakra is really definitely related to your sense of creativity. And that creativity is very important in your life in bringing balance. So we have our root chakra, which helps ground and stabilize us, connect us, and help nourish us from the bottom up. And then we have that next chakra, which is interesting. It's so very important in that second lineup, is our sense of rhythm, flow, and creativity and sensuality. So the balance of that stability along with that flow. Like a tree, you have those roots going down deep that hold you stable, but as you grow up taller, everything moves. And if you didn't move, if a tree didn't move, it would very quickly get blown over, very quickly get uprooted by the winds, and it wouldn't survive very long. So it's very important to have these two aspects in balance. Oftentimes, one or the other is one of the first things to kind of become imbalanced in our lives, simply because this is sort of the way we live. We don't think much about our creative self and engaging in creative things to help bring balance. We also find a lot of struggle with grounding. So first two chakras, very important. Just what you need for this practice, a really comfortable place to sit. If you like to journal or write things down at the end, just a piece of paper or a journal and a pen would be helpful in this practice, but it's not absolutely necessary. If you are someone who enjoys the use of chakra balancing stones, this is a chakra balancing stone for this chakra. Anything is usually orange. The color is orange for this chakra. So this is carnelian to help bring balance. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. And because we're on the lower body chakras, I tend to want to have my palms down. So if you want to have your palms up, that's fine. But I tend to like to have my palms down for the three bottom chakras. Sitting up nice and tall, rolling the shoulders back. And then whenever you're ready, closing your eyes. And connecting to your breath. Really noticing the inhale and exhale of your breath. This beautiful natural rhythm and flow that exists throughout your day. Why don't you connect to that? Throughout the day, we are guided by this flow of breath in and out throughout the body. Our own physical body has its own rhythm, its own flow. The flow of our breath, the flow of our blood, the beat of our heart, a beautiful rhythm. Maybe you can connect to the beating of your heart. You can take your hand to your chest and feel your heart beating. Feel that natural, organic sense of flow that exists within you. The element for the sacral chakra is water. Remembering that water can be flowing and free. Water can be amazing in how it can form and reform the world. Never doubt that water has power behind it. It doesn't just happen. It can carve great grand canyons. It can carve away the beach with its continuous, steady rhythm. So if you would like, imagine your breath like the ocean. Inhale, the flow comes in. Exhale, the waves go out. Inhaling, waves in. Exhaling, waves out. Bring that sense of rhythm and flow of your breath. Focus your awareness on the center of your pelvis, that pelvic bowl. Imagine healing balance in this space. Maybe softly repeating to yourself, I am creative and connected. I am creative and connected to yourself a few times. Returning to your focus on your breath. Inhaling into the pelvic bowl, the sacral chakra. Energy and balance and light. Comfort in going with the flow. And exhaling any tension or tightness. I often say that sometimes creativity is repressed. Inhaling, healing, exhaling tension or tightness here. Feeling your whole body in sync with that flow and that rhythm of life, both inside and outside of you. Gently bring your hands into your lap. You're going to take them palms facing up, right palm on top of left, and thumb tips together, but you're going to bring the right thumb over the left and just rest those hands there. This is a great mudra for the pelvis, the sacral chakra. Almost as if you could hold water in your hands like a little bucket. Feel the sacral chakra softening, the whole area of your pelvis softening, your hips. Gently opening your eyes. If you like to write down how you feel about something, go ahead and write down any images or ideas or words that came up for you. Sometimes colors come up. sometimes things that are blocking that chakra come up. So feelings of suppressed creativity, or where someone stopped you from being creative, or time prohibits you, or opinions. Sometimes people saying you're not creative, or the belief that creativity exists only if you are an artist. Each one of us is a creative artist. We create in very different ways. Some of us cook or bake or garden or sew or knit or organize their house in a beautiful way, or their yard in a beautiful way, or they're creative with coming up with new ways of doing something that no one else has thought of. So those are creative outlets as well. So don't forget those. Take just a few more moments to write those things down. I'll set that off to the side here. Bring both hands to your belly, that space of your pelvis. Breathe into a three-part breath, feeling that belly rise and fall. Bring your hands to your heart. Peace and namaste. Take time to be creative in your life, whatever it may be. Just to doodle on paper if you want to. Helping really bring balance to that chakra. Remember, that tree, stable, but needs to have some flow, some rhythm, some opening. So feel yourself feeling that flow. Feel like you are seaweed in water. I always love that term when someone tells me, act like you're seaweed in water. Just soften everything up a little bit. Allow yourself to flow. Remember that the flow is more powerful than you think it is. So don't think you're going with the flow all the time. Remember, the flow acts as well. Have a great week.